sharing the stories of remarkable young people in Western Pennsylvania. This is This Hits Different on 93.7 The Fan.
As Sewickley Academy's Lauren Retzloff scrolled Instagram one day, she saw a post from Morgan's Message, an organization that, up until that moment, she didn't know much about.
I was instantly drawn to it. As an athlete who has struggled with some mental issues myself due to injuries,
it's dedicated to Morgan Rogers, a lacrosse player at Duke who suffered a severe knee injury her sophomore season. The mental burden of recovery grew to unbearable anxiety and depression. Morgan died by suicide in 2019 at just 22 years old. Morgan's Message is now dedicated to helping student athletes address their mental health, an issue that Lauren feels is impacting more young people each day.
It's very heartbreaking and it's very sad that we don't have a system of, you know, awareness around that. And I think that there's definitely growing awareness to that.
Lauren knows a similar struggle firsthand. A lacrosse player herself, she's had a history with concussions. The most recent included 18 months of severe symptoms and grueling recovery.
These horrible headaches, and I had eye issues, did all these types of therapies, going to doctor's appointments every week. And it was overall just a mentally draining process. You know, I developed some anxiety and just overall, I didn't feel like myself.
Now grateful to be on the other side of adversity, Lauren wants to make sure others at her school dealing with similar issues have a place to go. She's bringing a chapter of Morgan's Message to Sewickley Academy this fall.
Even if they're an athlete or not, just a system of a space where they can feel comfortable to talk about, you know, tough topics and just feeling like they're not alone.
All in the hopes the program far outlasts her time at the school and can be even a drop in the bucket in the fight against a growing mental health crisis.
Continue to, you know, fight to break stigma around these mental health perceptions, because I think it can save people's lives and help people feel like they're not alone.